Member-supported Jazz 90.1 proudly welcomes you to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites. Call the show now at 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll-free 800-790-0415 or soundbites.org. Now, alongside Steve Ray and Dave Enright, here's Nick Francesco on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. American, all the chips in the PC. It is Saturday, the 16th day of March, Anno Domini 2019, and you, oh, you lucky people, you're listening to Soundbites. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Michael Oden.
And at 6 minutes after the hour, we're going to be bringing you news, views, things to choose, nothing to lose, kick off your shoes, don't get the blues. Before we get to the news, it's a very, very big day. It is, of course, the day before St. Patrick's Day, so when you're out there driving around, be careful, because they've already started. We've already seen that, and the our beloved police officers are diligently patrolling. It is my cat's birthday. They're 3 years old today.
Meow.
And, of course, it is week one. Of our pledge drive, so we will be asking you to become members of Jazz 90.1. As I'm sure you know by now, Jazz 90.1 is a solely member supported station, and unlike other stations who say they're member supported, we really are. We don't have we don't get national grants and state grants and city, all those grants. We don't get those. Where we get our money is from our listeners generously donating, and it's what keeps us on the air. If you like this show and you like this station, then the way to keep this show on this station, on the air, is to pledge. We go through a lot of stuff every week. We do a lot of posting of our archives, and we answer your questions and all of that stuff. And all we do is come to you a couple of times a year and ask that you are generous in keeping us on the air. And you can, of course, pledge at various levels, and you can ask about those when you call in. And at certain levels, you can get baseball cap or a Soundbites mouse pad or a Soundbites thumb drive. At the $110 level today only, I believe it is, you can get the 2-for-1 deal. Is that still on? Yep, the 2-for-1 deal on the membership card. The membership card is utterly amazing. You can read about it at jazz901.org. And you can use it in about 100 gazillion places. And if you're not here in Rochester, you can call them up and they'll send you a card for your area. It's very cool. And honestly, at the $110 level, you get two of those cards. I guarantee you, if you go out with any regularity, and that's even just once a month, you will make that money back in no time. It's a good deal, and it helps keep us on the air. So while you're making a pledge at 585-966-JAZZ, that's 966-5299, toll free 1-800-790-0415, I will be reading a quick news item and then we will get to your calls. This week we were all reminded of the fragility of the internet. Facebook, Instagram, Gmail, Google Drive, and iDrive all had outages this week, ranging from a few hours to most of the day. People went insane when they couldn't give away all their private information in Facebook quizzes or post inappropriate pictures on Instagram. They got angry when they couldn't send Gmail and grew despondent when they couldn't save stuff in the cloud. As the internet has become more useful and often free, we have begun to use it for more and more things. But what this week reminds us is that you need to keep backup copies of everything important. Every major network storage system has a method for taking backups. Some, like Google's takeout system, make it very easy. Others, like Dropbox, make it harder, but you still have to do the work. Take some time this weekend to download your most important things and back them up. You never know when some service or other is going to go down, just like you never know when some critical piece of hardware is going to die. Backups are the best and sometimes the only way to be ready and get back up and running in the shortest amount of time. So our poll of the week at soundbites.org. That is bites with a Y, Francis would like us to remind you, is which outage affected you the most? Your choices are Facebook, Gmail, Google Drive, iDrive, Instagram, and outage. Apparently, my vote did not take, so I'll vote again. And we see that there are 30 votes in so far, and outage? Question mark? Has 90% of the votes here, but Gmail is next, followed by Facebook, and that's about it.
Did we find out why so many companies went out?
No, you know, they never tell you. They try. And of course,
well, the last time it was an attack on a on DNS server that
right.
Everyone used.
Facebook said they made an error in a configuration file. But we don't know what happened with Gmail or iCloud or any.
Yeah,
of the
with so many services going down, you would expect it to be system related.
Well, they didn't go down simultaneously. They just all went down in the same week.
Ah,
so there's that. Also, of course, I know you'll have more to say about this. If you scroll down on the right under Fascinating Stuff, you will see the forums. The second forum down is the poll discussion. Currently, at least, the first item under poll discussion is 16 March 19. Which outage affected you the most and why? Currently, there are, I believe, three. So I'm talking faster than it goes. Oh, we have a distinguished guest here in the studio.
Who?
I don't know.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, Rob Linton.
Oh, that drives me nuts, but I love every moment of it, too. You know, people still say that when I'm out in public. Oh, I'm sorry. I got to get in front of the cameras. I forget.
That's right.
You're a little taller than Mike.
Hang on. I'll sit down on the. Let's see.
There you go.
There we go. No.
How's it going, guys?
Now we have the top of your head.
Yeah, right.
That's
it's going
right.
Great. It's going great. We are delighted that station manager Rob Linton has deigned to come into the studio and give us the words of wisdom about, I hope, the pledge drive.
Well, yeah, I came in for the donuts.
Oh, sure.
You know, and while I was here, I figured we'd talk a little bit about the pledge drive. We've got this pledge drive going on, closing out week number one here pretty soon. And we're looking for Soundbites support. We know that a lot of people that are listening, if not everybody listening right now, has used the advice, used the technical support, used your knowledge to get themselves maybe out of a pickle with a piece of computer technology they have or something that's happened. And we hope that this program offers you a lot of great tips every week, a lot of great help, information. And we need you to return the favor to us. One of two times per year that we come to you and ask for your support. Jazz 90.1 is a member-supported station, and that means that we only survive, as all the three guys will tell you, we only survive through your donations. And we hope that you can reach into your pocket book today and find what's appropriate for your budget and to help us out during this first week of this pledge drive.
And that's what we need, is for you to make that call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299, toll free, 1-800-790-0415. And as I was saying earlier, you can pledge at a level if you want to, and there are lots of great gifts like the baseball cap and the ball cap. I guess you can't.
Oh, we say baseball
anyway.
Is
okay,
that a thing
sorry.
Now? We can't say baseball cap?
Who cares what other people think?
You can't say World Series.
right. That's a trademark thing. You can't say Super Bowl either.
Right.
But you can say, okay, baseball cap, and you can get the Soundbites mouse pad.
Yep.
You can get the Soundbites thumb drive, which is a very cool thing.
I use mine every day, Soundbites thumb drive, to transport things to and from, because I'm one of these old school people that, you know, like Google Drive and all that stuff's cute, but I still want to hold the media in my hand. Sure. Call me old. I don't know why. I want it in my hand to know that it's there when I need it. And I use my thumb drive. But, you know, we know that you don't do the support. We know you don't pledge your support here at Jazz 90.1 for the gifts. We know that you're doing it because you care about the programming. But in return, we have some freebies, some little things that we like to send you to show our appreciation for your support. And again, it could be the new 45th anniversary Jazz 90.1 t-shirt we have, which is only going to be available through the end of this pledge drive. So when the pledge drive ends, the shirt goes away. So rather than the baby blue and all that kind of stuff, it is a black t-shirt with a really cool design on the back of it that was designed by one of our DJs and artists, Max Wheeler, here, that celebrates the station's 45th. Of course, we have Soundbites t-shirts as well. But the first step is to give us a call and make that pledge. 966-JAZZ.
966-JAZZ or 800-790-0415. And oh, by the way, I understand that these are perilous times and that not everybody can afford to throw us a couple of $100
right
off the top of their heads. But we also have something called the Jazz-O-Matic.
I love the Jazz-O-Matic membership
and
level.
And just for the name alone.
It's cute.
It's cute. But so, the idea... Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, so here's the deal. You might look at your budget and say, you know what, I can't swing 150 right now, or I can't swing 90-10 all at once, but I can spread that out over the course of 10 months, 12 months. Maybe you want to do $10 a month for 9 months, and that gets you the $90 10-cent level, or $10 and a couple of pennies. Or
right.
We take care of the dime.
Yeah, you know? It's nice.
Right. Or you could do $10 a month for a year, or whatever, a minimum of $10 a month, and you can continue your support all throughout the year here at Jazz 90.1. We'll still enjoy the great thank you gifts.
Right. It's not a single big bite, but it's a nice little set of nibbles.
And that's just 2 lattes a month. And you need to cut down on your caffeine anyway.
2? Where do you get your lattes?
I was going to say.
It's lattes, 1.5 lattes a month.
What is it? What do one of those drinks cost to your favorite local chain coffee shop?
Yeah, like $5
$5, right. Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
you can go to the Rochester Public Market and...
Ah, right, settle down.
I hear there's a vendor there that has really good coffee.
That's right.
Flower City Coffee, actually.
Our volunteers are standing by. Steve's wife, Shirley, is here. Joelle Van Buren is here. Of course, Mike Oden is here taking your calls. The first step is to make that call or to go online to jazz901.org. You can pledge safely and securely there, but please do so today and help this radio station continue 45 years on the air. We've been here.
Unbelievable. And that's because of you people.
That's right.
That's what made it happen. And don't forget, at the 110 dollar level,
2 member cards.
That's today.
So here's the deal,
That's today. If you don't do this today, you don't get the 2 member cards.
Well, no, you didn't see the memo.
Oh, I didn't see the memo.
It's being extended.
Oh, okay then.
Yeah, but that's okay.
But don't tell them that.
Don't tell them that. Yeah. So the member card, you've used yours.
All the time.
The member card is so valuable that really after the 3rd or 4th time you've used this card with the savings that you get, you've paid for the pledge.
Yeah.
If you pledge $110 or more, you're going to get 2 member cards. That's one for you. That's one for your wife, your husband, your kids, whatever.
Your insignificant other.
That's right. And you take it out, you enjoy, and we have, there's a member card app. That if you open up this app, let's say you're in downtown Rochester, you open up this app and you say, gosh, I'm hungry. Where can I go and get a deal? And the app will tell you what's around you that accepts the Jazz 90.1 member card.
How cool is that?
Technology.
It's technology.
I love it. Like if I was to open up my app here, right? So it'd say Da Vinci's up on West Ridge Road.
Sure.
They're a member card business. Bar Louie. Up on Ridge Road. They're a member card business. They're all over the place, and it's so, so great. But the first step is to make that call. 966-JAZZ, 966-5299, or pledge online at jazz901.org. Good luck, guys.
Thank you.
Make lots of money today.
We want to raise $3,000 today.
If you raise $3,000, so we should get back to this whole polka versus soundbites thing.
Yes. The polka guys did well today. We need to do weller.
Well. Is that a word?
It is now.
Excellent. All right, guys. Have fun. Thank you.
Thank you. We need to raise $3,000. But we, being just the few of us here in the studio, will not be able to do that. The people who will be able to do that are you folks. So please make that pledge and make that call. In the meantime, while you are making that pledge, we will go to the phones and we will talk to Ernesto, who's patiently hanging on the line from Parenton, New York. Or not. I apologize. He seems to be gone. Ernesto, please call again. We will be happy to speak with you at your earliest convenience. We need to take care of business. It's it's important for us. You saw what happened in terms of Facebook and everything else going out this week. Don't let sound bites go out. Help us out. I want to thank the people who have already pledged before the show even started. During the week online, one of the things you can do is check that it's for sound bites. And that was Zachary and Chuck and Richard and Gary and Paul and Paul and Mark and Stephen and Rodney and Linda and David and Brent and Cheryl and Chuck and David and Thomas and Catherine. And we would also like to thank our friend Al for his generous donation. Al, you're the first caller actually to call during the show today. So we are
don't win anything for that.
But, you win nothing.
But we appreciate it.
You win nothing for that. He has old cassettes of the show.
Wow.
How cool is that? We'd like to get those converted to digital and put online. I would love to do that. Thanks.
How far back
I'll
do
get
our
in touch with you about that.
Archives go? Let me look here a second.
What happened?
I'm going to say, how far back do the archives go?
Quite a ways.
2015, August 29.
Yeah. It's we're honored. Al has become a member. Al has been a member. But Al has pledged, and the reason that we stay on the air is people like Al and all the people I mentioned earlier. We cannot remain on the air without your support, so that we can then talk to folks like Ed, who's calling in from Ithaca, New York. Hi, Ed. What's up?
Good morning, guys. Thanks so much for all of your hard work.
Thank you. What can we do for you?
I have an older Chromebook, which someone just gave me, I think it's from 2013 or something.
Uh-huh.
I'm wondering if there's a way of putting a second browser on it. It comes with Safari, of course. But I want to be able to open two different Yahoo accounts. Don't blast me for using Yahoo stuff. at the same time, which requires two different browsers.
Well, the trick is it doesn't need two browsers. It needs at least one of the windows in incognito mode. And then it doesn't know you're logged in anywhere else.
Uh-huh.
That certainly works.
Yeah, I do that quite a bit, even in a single browser.
Right. But in the Chrome Web Store, I'm looking there now, but my system is very slow. I don't see another browser at the moment. Oh, Bit browser, the GB browser.
About Chromium? That might run on top of Chrome.
Yeah, it would run on top of Chrome, but I don't see it in the store. Your best bet at this point, as Steve said, is if you open one in incognito mode. Okay. That's Control Shift N, as in
Control Shift N, like in nothing.
As in nothing, as in nobody knows you're online.
Okay, you've gone incognito.
There you go. You've gone incognito. Now you can log on as a second ID. Now, the thing you have to remember is, as it says on that black screen, Chrome won't save your browsing history, your cookies, your site data.
Okay, that's okay.
So right? You're basically only incognito against other people on your computer. It's not incognito on the internet.
Right.
So we used to jokingly call that porn mode, so your wife wouldn't see where you went.
Right.
But, yeah, so that's probably at this point the easiest way.
Okay.
To get two of those, to get two sessions on two, to get two different things going like that.
Great. All right. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate your help.
Yep. Have fun.
All right. Bye.
Bye. It is one of the shortcomings of Chrome is that you don't have a lot of other browsers. And, of course, that's other companies haven't written their browsers for the Chrome OS. That's not much to do with the folks at Google.
And most of the time you don't need another browser, but there's occasional uses where you might want one.
Like what Ed's doing. You want to log on to two separate accounts for whatever reason. I do that at home a lot. I have both Chrome and Firefox open on my Linux machine.
Yeah.
And I can be on two different things there. But
between work and home and soundbites and the Apple Cider Users Group, I have so many accounts that I need to stay logged into all the time.
thank heaven for Thunderbird.
Yeah.
So all my email accounts at least are open. Although actually I have some of my secondary accounts on Evolution open as well. And my main stuff is on Thunderbird and so far my secondary stuff because I don't like Evolution quite as well. It's excellent. It's an excellent mail program, but it's just I'm not used to it like I am with Thunderbird. You know, so that's a thing. And that's of course one of the things that we've talked about before. Moving to something like a Chromebook is a little hard for some people because they're so used to Windows. And they forget how hard it was to learn Windows in the beginning, so they get frustrated or are unwilling to try learning another operating system. But Chrome is actually pretty easy because, for the most part, you're just in a browser. So you already know how to run a browser, so you're good. It's not that hard.
We just had that conversation with a customer at the store this morning. You know, they've got a... what was it, a 15-year-old computer running 10-year-old software that and the computer died. And the new,
really?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
It's pretty good after 15 years.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And a brand-new computer with the newest operating system won't run the 10-year-old software.
Right.
So they're trying to figure out some way to get maybe not so new a computer to run an older OS on it to run their old software because, you know, they don't want to have to learn something new. And it's, you know, we understand that, but probably better off in the long run learning something new.
That's exactly right.
And don't sell yourself short. You can learn something new. You learned that thing that was new from the previous thing.
That's right. And yep. we tell that to people all the time. It may be inconvenient, and you may not want to expend the energy to do it, but we know you can do it. So that's, you know, don't pretend you can't, because we know you can. It's very easy, particularly with a Chromebook. If you're already using a browser, if you've ever used a browser, you can use a Chromebook. Trust me, it's that easy. But yeah, it's hard to say, well, I've been a Windows user all my life. I really would like to try a Mac, or I would like to try Linux, or I would like to try a Chromebook. The nice thing about Chromebooks is that you can get in for very little money comparatively. And the nice thing about Linux is, if you've got an old laptop, you can get in for free and put it on a second machine and just play. It's only if you want a newer version of Windows or a Mac that you're going to have to either buy the hardware or you know, buy the OS. But it's still... they all do the same thing. There's, you know, the only problem people really have with something like a Chromebook is if they have a specific special program that they must use for, say, their business that only runs under Windows. Or I know a lot of hobbyists have specific programs that are only written for Windows.
And many times you can find an alternative program to, you know, a graphics editor, you know, video editor, you know, text editor, things like that. But that custom database your company wrote, that might be a little tricky.
Right, right. Nowadays, most things are going to the web or to your phone. So that's a little easier. But if you've still got some of the older legacy programs, then the fact is that they're going to... they're going to require that you run whatever operating system they were written for. All right, these phones are not ringing, people. These phones are not ringing. We have to make $3,000 by 2 o'clock today, and we're nowhere near it. And that's on you. So please, please, please give us a call. Make the pledge, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415. And let me just take a moment, just a moment, to talk to our archive listeners. I hear from people all the time, thanks so much for the archive. I listen while I'm running, or I listen while I'm sitting, or I'm listening while I'm whatever you're doing. God bless you. Do it. But just listen to sound bites while you do. And we need you to call in. So if you're calling in during the week, if you're listening to this via the archives, you can still pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Just scroll down and say it's for soundbites. And this, of course, is also for those of you who don't particularly care to talk to a human being. You can pledge securely online. And we're going to give you some time to do it because we're going to take a quick break back in just a couple of minutes with Steve Ray, Michael Oden, me, Nick Francesco, and you. 30 minutes after the hour, Soundbites, member-supported Jazz 90.1.
It's America's longest-running computer show. Back to more sound bites with Nick, Dave, and Steve. Next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Michael Oden.
And at 37 minutes after the hour, we are sound bites, and we are still on a pledge drive. So I know it didn't end during the break, but listen,
if someone gave us the 50 grand.
Exactly. And that's the truth about this pledge drive, by the way. When we hit our number, we stop. So when we hit the, 55,000 now, or is it still 50,000? We're done. I would like to thank, Al, our friend Al, I thanked him at the last break. I'd like to thank Betty, and I'd like to thank Linda for their generous donations. And you can join them. They are people who have admitted that this show and this station are valuable to them, that they listen to this show. Even if this is the only thing you listen to all week long, are we worth any money at all to you? If you listen to this show every week and pledge at the $90.10 level, that's $1.73 a week. Seriously, I think we're worth more than that. I personally think we're worth about $5 a week, which would be the $250 level, which you could pay for with Jazz-O-Matic at $20 a month. Surely you can afford $20 a month, and even if your name isn't Shirley, you could afford $20 a month. So all you have to do is pick up that phone and make the call. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299, toll free, 1-800-790-0415. And if you don't like to talk to a human being, although why anyone would not want to talk to either Joel or Shirley, I have no idea. But if you don't want to talk to a human being, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. And we'd like to thank Gary and Brian for their generous donations as well. Thank you very much, Gary. Thank you very much, Brian. You're joining in, so far, sadly, very elite group of people who are members of this station and who pledged this week. Remember, we're trying to get to $3,000 by the end of this pledge drive. We're nowhere near it. We need to make $1,500 an hour. And we're a tiny bit short at this moment. So you need to pick up that phone and you need to make that call because that's the way this works. If you pick up the phone and call 585-966-JAZZ, that's 966-5299, toll free, 800-790-0415. Or, as I said, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Just make sure you check the box that says it's for sound bites. And remember, if you pledge at a specific level, you can get the very cool stuff that's available for that. You can get the Soundbites mouse pad or the Soundbites 2-gig thumb drive or at the $90.10 level and above, you get the Jazz 90.1 Enhanced Member Card Plus. You can get the shirt, the baseball cap, at the $365 level, which is just $1 a day, by the way, $7 per show, that's nothing. But at $7 per show, you can get the Soundbites laptop, tablet bag, and mouse pad, although you do have to pick them up. So that's really for local people only. And you get, if you pledge at the $110 level or above, you get two, count them, two, that's twice as many, Jazz 90.1 Enhanced Member Card Plus with so many vendors on the list there, where you get discounts two for ones, everything else. It's a great, great thing, and you should be part of that.
And it's not just food. It's also lodging and museums and travel locations and all sorts of places. It's not just restaurants.
If you go to the Jazz 90.1 website, that would be jazz901.org. You can look at all the places that are currently available on the member card. And oh, by the way, there's new ones all the time. So definitely continue to check that out. And keep the card in your pocket like I do. As Rob said earlier, you go onto the app. You can download the app. We have this thing called an app that goes on a thing called a smartphone. And you can find out which Jazz member, Jazz membership card participating businesses are near you. So you don't even have to scroll through the list. Just open the app and say, oh, okay, here, let's do here. That'll be cool. And boy, I'll tell you what, look, if you're anything like me, you go out with people all the time, and everybody is always saying, where shall we go? Where shall we go? Where shall we go? Okay, now it's really convenient. I get out the app. I say, well, here's what's around us. And oh, by the way, I can get a discount while we're there. And if you were a member, you could get a discount, too. And it's so easy to become a member. Just pick up the phone, 585. Nobody's calling in. Why is nobody calling in? 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll-free 1-800-790-0415. Or pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Do not put it off. Do not put it off. Make that call now. In the meantime, I will read a news item. This is the deal. You make the call. I read the news item. I don't see the phone ringing. Maybe you're pledging online, so I'll read the news item anyway. Hold up your end. Windows appears to be getting a little smarter about updates that go wrong. A newly published support page describes what the operating system does when a recent update causes a boot failure. First, Windows will uninstall the update and revert to a configuration that should work correctly. Emphasis on should. It will then block the update for 30 days. The page states that this approach must be taken for both driver updates and the regular monthly patch Tuesday updates. Excuse me. It's not unusual for Microsoft to have to issue blocks for these updates to prevent them from being distributed to certain system configurations after problems are found. That's right. You're the beta tester. But this policy allows for more fine-grained blocking, wherein systems will impose a temporary block on themselves should they have to. In most cases, when problems with updates are discovered, they're fixed and the updates are reissued within a few days or weeks. So a 30-day block should typically give enough time for the update to be fixed prior to the attempted reinstallation. It's not clear if this approach will be used for the twice-yearly feature upgrades or just the regular monthly patch Tuesday updates. Microsoft's terminology usually distinguishes between updates, which are the things released on patch Tuesday, and upgrades, which come out twice a year. The description only mentions updates and driver updates. The install mechanism used by upgrades is completely separate from that used by updates with its own separate rollback logic, so we suspect that nothing has changed for those. So, what do you think of Windows finally getting smarter? Give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. It's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415.
It wouldn't be hard for Windows to be a little bit smarter, but let's hope it got smart enough.
All right. Absolutely. And we find regularly that people are having issues with Windows updates. And that's, you know, unlike the Mac, which is a fairly homogeneous system. Apple makes the hardware, Apple makes the software, so they can match it together pretty well. You can run, and most people run most software from Apple or from one of the major vendors. Whereas on Windows, people do everything. They run it on weird hardware. They run it with weird configurations. They run it with software that we don't even know where it came from. And so a lot of those issues are what cause the problems with Windows. And, you know, Microsoft can't, in all fairness, Microsoft can't test every conceivable configuration in the world.
One of the things we see between the different platforms is that Microsoft's, for good or for bad, tries to go out of their way to keep backward compatibility. So you can run ancient software. But a lot of times that's what causes your problem. So Apple isn't quite as aggressive, and quite frequently we'll find new computers that won't run older software. In fact, right now we're moving into an arena where 32-bit software won't run on the Mac. So with the next system version, the apps you buy will have to be 64-bit.
Wow.
Which Apple's been telling developers for years.
Right.
And most apps are. But if you have one of those old apps, you might be one of the unlucky ones where your app is going to quit working on the new version. So one of the solutions is don't upgrade to the new version.
Yes, but then eventually...
Eventually, yeah. So a lot of people end up keeping old computers for running old software. But there's still a... Then you run into the security issues of not running the latest operating system on your software.
Right.
But there are still issues now. And I think it was two or three versions ago, 10.13.5 or 6, I think it was, you launch a 32-bit app and you get a message about this app is not optimized for the OS.
Oh, there you go.
Which I suppose is true.
Right.
And so that's a warning that you've got a 32-bit app. And that program will probably stop working in a newer version.
Right.
We often see the more complex the program is, the more fragile it is to system upgrades.
Right.
And so like we were mentioning our customer earlier running a very old version of Photoshop, that Photoshop is a pretty complicated program. It does so many major things that trying to run it so many versions ahead where... things that didn't exist back then are there now. Things that did exist have changed. And that's usually why the older programs quit working.
Yep. Yep. And we're here to help you with those things. But we won't be here. Boy, can I segue out of anything. We won't be here to help you if you don't make that pledge. And we'd like to thank Mike, who was kind enough to pledge. Mike is a renewing member, and we're very happy about Mike, and Brian and Gary and Linda and Betty and Al and Catherine and Thomas and David and Cheryl and Chuck and Brent and David and Linda and Rodney and Stephen and Mark and Paul and Paul and Gary and Richard and Chuck and Zachary. But where are you? You're not in this list. You can get in this list. Remember, we're trying to raise $3,000 by the end of this show, and we've done it in the past. But we're not anywhere near it today, and we need you to make that call and make that pledge and put us over the top. 585-966-JAZZ, that's 966-5299, toll-free 1-800-790-0415, or pledge securely online at jazz901.org. And, of course, you can pledge as a Jazz-O-Matic member. $10 or more a month for however many months you like. Gets you a more easy way to pay, mm-hmm. and you will become a member as if you had paid the full amount, and you get the prizes at that level if you want them. Excuse me, not prizes. What do they call them? The
gifts.
The benefits. Benefits.
Yep.
At that level. But we need you to make that call and make that pledge. So here's the deal. You pick up the phone, call 585-966-JAZZ, that's 966-5299, or call toll-free at 1-800-790-0415, or pledge securely online at jazz901.org. And while you are doing that, we will talk to Dave from Canandaigua. Hiya, Dave, what's up?
Well, I thought I'd throw out a couple tidbits for anybody else that might be listening.
Please.
And then I have one question. I ran across an article about they did some tests on antivirus for Android.
Yeah.
And like 90, or was it like 2/3 of them are just junk?
Yeah.
And I put a link up on the YouTube chat.
Yep. Yeah, I was going to get to that. Thank you for
that. Okay,
yeah.
Stole your thunder. Sorry.
That's fine.
Anyway, the other thing was people looking to try and keep an old application going. Can't stress enough the value of a virtual machine running on a new piece of hardware.
Yep.
You know, business apps, accounting, CAD, things like that are very expensive. And, you know, if you can install Windows or Linux, you can do a virtual machine. I'd put them at the same level.
Right. For those of you who've never done a virtual machine, basically the idea is there's software, for example, VirtualBox is one. So you install VirtualBox, and then inside that, you create essentially a fake computer. And you tell it how much RAM you want it to. Now, you want to have a machine that's got at least 4 gigs of RAM. 8 is probably really the minimum you want in the full machine itself. So you can give 4, for example, to the fake machine. But you build a fake machine, and it runs its own version of any operating system you can install, and it runs its own set of software, and it has nothing to do with your main machine except that it's taking some of your processors and some of your RAM. So, for example, I have a laptop. I bought it specifically with 8 gig and 4 processors so that I can run virtual machines in 4 gig and 2 processors and still run the regular machine with 4 gig and 2 processors. And as Dave says, you can then load older versions of Windows. They don't interfere with each other. You can run versions of Linux that don't interfere with each other. Each one is its own separate machine, and depending on how much RAM and how much processor you've got, you can run multiple simultaneously. But even if you're only running one, as Dave said, you could run your old version of whatever accounting software you have or whatever, and it runs in that, and it's easy to back that up and keep it running. You can take a snapshot of the thing at any time. There's some very cool features to virtual machines. Thanks, Dave.
Sure.
That's good. That's good information. Thank you.
The value proposition when you're a small business is entirely different from, you know, I can't get into my Snapchat account or whatever.
right.
But the one question I had, I'm running Thunderbird. And I've got a few different pop mail accounts, and I just added an IMAP account. And in Thunderbird, it looks like I'm stuck with two separate inboxes, one for all the pop in a local folder, and the other one I can't seem to move the IMAP mail into the local folder.
Right. IMAP mail actually lives on the server, so you're only accessing it. So it will be in a separate folder, in a separate you kind of even don't necessarily have to have a folder on your machine. It's a look at the folder that's actually on the server.
So
yeah, unfortunately, you cannot combine them.
Well, I can live with it.
Yeah, you kind of have to. Sorry.
That's all I got for now. Thanks.
All right, thanks, Dave.
Yep.
And Dave, I'm sure, is a member because he knows that you can get lots and lots of benefit from being a member. We're only on the air because you keep us on the air. We're not going to be, it doesn't look like we're making our goal here at this point. We're hoping to get $1,500 by the first hour and another $1,500 for the second hour. We're behind. So make that call, please. Make that pledge. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415. And you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Now, those of you listening to the podcast later in the week are, of course, not going to be able to assist us in making the $3,000 this week because that will have passed by the time you listen to this. But that doesn't mean you can't give us a head start for next week. So pick up the phone. In your case, it would just be the 1-800-790-0415, or you can pledge 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, securely online at jazz901.org. Just make sure you check the box that says it's for sound bites. You can even do Jazz-O-Matic online, and Jazz-O-Matic is the best because you can spread out your payment over time, which means that you can actually afford to support the station a little more heavily than you would have otherwise. And it's real easy to do. $10 or more a month for however many months you say. Or I suppose you can make it open-ended. I don't know. I don't know. But the idea being that it's only $10 a month. That's I believe, less than two lattes a month.
Yep.
A month. At that, it's pretty cheap. And $10 a month is $120 a year, which is $2.31 a week. $2.31 a week for 2 hours of us. That's cheap. That's cheap at half the price. So pick up the phone, make the call, 585-966-JAZZ. It's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415. Or pledge securely online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at jazz901.org. And again, at the if you Jazz-O-Matic it at $10 a month, that's $120 a year, which means you you are going to get the two membership cards, twice the fun, twice the savings. I promise you, if you go out even once a month, you're going to make that money back. It's essentially free money. Why are you not making that pledge right now and getting the free money? And all the good stuff that you get with the system, give us a call, 585-966. I'm just going to keep saying the number until you call, 585-966-JAZZ. It's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415. Or pledge securely online at jazz901.org. And I know that there are those of you who are annoyed right now. You're annoyed that we keep doing this. Well, the reason you're annoyed is because you haven't pledged and you're feeling guilty. We can assuage that guilt. All you have to do is pick up the phone and make the call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299, toll-free 1-800-790-0415, or pledge securely online at jazz901.org. It takes less than 2 minutes, and instead of feeling annoyed, you will feel great. Trust me, you will feel great. The endorphins will flood through your brain, and you will be a happier person. And you will be able to listen to the rest of this show feeling smug because you know that it's you who keeps us on the air. We would love to stay on the air. We would really, really love it. But we can't do it without your help. Look, you already know what it was like to go through the pain of Facebook being down for just a couple of hours. Think of the pain of no more sound bites. Pick up the phone, make the call. We have not yet made our goal. We're not going to make that $3,000 if you don't make the call. All right, look, we're going to take a slightly longer break because we want you to have time to make that call. So we're gonna take a break. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Steve Ray, Michael Oden, me, Nick Francesco, and you. It is 59 minutes after the hour. It is Soundbites. It is the truly great and truly grateful to you that we are member-supported Jazz 90.1, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299, toll-free 1-800-790-0415. Pledge securely online at jazz901.org so that we can come back for a whole nother hour of soundbites. See you on the other side, I hope.
Computer talk you can understand. More soundbites is next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
WGMC Greece Rochester. A public service of the Greece Central School District. Jazz 90.1.
Online at jazz901.org.
Welcome back to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites, on member-supported Jazz 90.1. Get online now. Call 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll-free 800-790-0415. Or submit your question by email at soundbites.org. Once again, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Michael Oden.
And at 5 minutes after the hour, you're hurtling headlong into the second hour of the longest-running computer show in the known universe. That's right. It's Soundbites, right here on the Truly Great. And truly grateful to you that we can continue to be member-supported Jazz 90.1. And as you know, we are in the middle of a pledge drive.
Really?
Is that unbelievable or what?
I didn't know that.
Yes, we are. Well, I'll tell you a little bit about that. It's a pretty cool idea. What happens is we need you to become members of this station. And when you do, the station, and therefore this show, get to stay on the air. It's very cool. We'd like to thank Bill for his generous donation. By the way, Bill, give yourself a gold star. You put us over the top of the first hour. We said we wanted to make $3,000 by the end of this show today, and you brought us over the top of $1,500. However, that means we've got another $1,500 to make, and that's you folks. And to that end, we would like to thank Fred for his generous donation. Thank you, Fred. It is people like Bill and Fred and all of the others who keep this show on the air, keep this station on the air, and quite frankly, keep me interested in coming back every week. I'll be honest about that. We do love to help people out, and we do love to give people information. But honestly, what we really love is the fact that you people appreciate what we do. Everybody wants to be appreciated. And the way that we get appreciated here is when you become a member. And you become a member so easily. You pick up the phone and you call 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. There's lots of membership levels. And you can get the mouse pad, the 2-gig thumb drive, the shirts, the baseball caps, the sound bites, laptop or tablet bag, all kinds of things, short sleeve T-shirts, long sleeve shirts, whatever. But the point is you have to become a member to get those things.
And if you do want to pledge online, you need to make sure you scroll down past the regular pledging levels and then past the polka levels. So you can get right to the sound bites levels.
Polka comes first? What the heck?
Alphabetically and chronologically.
Oh, okay. Alphabetically. I'll accept that. We should be, hey, sound bites.
Yeah.
But we need you to make that pledge. Because
bites
that's
of sound.
What,
there we go.
What?
Bites of sound.
Bites of sound.
Then it's worse. First.
Right. But we need you to make that pledge because it's what keeps this station and keeps us on the air. We love giving you this information. We love helping you, but we don't keep the station on the air. You do. And I'm going to let you make that call at 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Or toll free at 1-800-790-0415. I'm going to let you pledge securely online at jazz901.org. While you are doing that, I will read the news. That's the deal. We have $1,500 to make in this hour, and you are needing to do your part. So get started. I'll read the news. On Tuesday, Mozilla debuted a free file sharing service called Firefox Send that works with but doesn't require Firefox. Any browser will do, and touted the service's security and privacy traits. Send uses end-to-end encryption to keep your data secure from the moment you share to the moment your file is open, wrote Nick Wynn, Mozilla's Vice President of Product Strategy. You can also choose when your file link expires, the number of downloads, and whether to add an optional password for an extra layer of security. Pretty amazing stuff. Firefox Send, formerly one of the experiments run under Mozilla. Are you making that call? Because that's your part of this deal. Firefox Send, formerly one of the experiments run under Mozilla's now-defunct test pilot program, is not an app but a website that anyone can use free of charge. Firefox account holders, accounts that use to synchronize saved bookmarks and passwords to browsers on multiple devices, are given an edge that they can in that they can upload files as large as 2.5 gigabytes to 2.5 gigabyte files to the service. Non-account holders are limited to 1 gigabyte uploads. Users set each file's download limit from 1 to 100 downloads, and the download link's expiration, which can range from 5 minutes to 7 days. After uploading the file, the user is given a link to share with others. Said link can be shared via email, text, or collaboration app. Upon expiration, the link won't operate. Instead, the recipient's browser displays this link as expired. That same message appears if the download count has already been reached. Users can also password protect the download links as an additional level of security. However, the download links and expiration do not apply to the file that is downloaded, only to the link where you do the downloading. Thus, the file once downloaded can be copied at will. It's just a regular file. Nor does the downloaded file automatically delete itself at the end of the expiration period. So once you download it, it's yours just like any other file. For its part, Mozilla explained how it handles files uploaded to send in its privacy document. By default, files are stored for a maximum of either 24 hours or 7 days, the notice read. If you choose a download cap, the file can be deleted from our server sooner. So it gets deleted after 100 are met. Unlike storage, sharing, and syncing services such as Dropbox, Box, OneDrive, iCloud, whatever, Firefox Send doesn't integrate with the device's operating system. It doesn't even integrate with Firefox. Users must create a bookmark to send.firefox.com, that's send.firefox.com, to avoid manually entering the address in a browser. Mozilla also said that a beta version of an Android app version of Firefox Send will be available later this week, next week.
Depends on what
I wrote this earlier in the week.
Yeah, it depends.
Eventually,
on
someday.
Yeah. So, are you ready to send Are you ready to send files with Firefox Send? Give us a call 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org, just like Adam did. Thank you, Adam. Adam is the newest member of Jazz 90.1, and Adam is took some of our lovely premiums here, and that's great. So it's easy and convenient to become a member. Because we are in a pledge drive and we are trying to hit $3,000 by the end of this show, which is less than an hour away. So we need you to do your part, and you can do it easily by calling 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. We've got a lot of money left to go. We need you to make that call and make that pledge. We need $1,400 is what we need to hit that $3,000. We can do it. We've done it in the past. We can do it today. We just need you to make that call, make that pledge. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Or pledge securely online at jazz901.org. We'll talk about Firefox Send while you make that call. Interestingly, there are lots of places that let you put files online to share.
Yeah.
The question, of course, always becomes, who do you trust?
And what capacity do, do they let you use?
Right. So the ability to upload a gigabyte, it says a gigabyte file. So I think it's one file of a gigabyte in size. I don't know what the limit is in number of files. They don't even say yet. But it's just send.firefox.com, and you can become a member easily and quickly, and it's private. The nice thing is your data are your files are encrypted, and they remain encrypted on the drive, and then it's only when they're downloaded that they're decrypted. So there's a level of security that you don't always get in other things. So the question is, do you trust Mozilla more than you trust Google or Microsoft or Apple or whoever runs Dropbox or Box? But the fact that it is as encrypted says a lot.
And it's a lot easier than putting it on a flash drive and trying to send it through the mail.
Right.
But, Steve Gibson.
Even on a Jazz 9, even on a Soundbites thumb drive, which you would get as you became a member.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, Steve Gibson from GRC was told a story of a few weeks ago where he needed to send a 6 gigabyte file to someone in Europe, and was looking for an inexpensive way to do that. And he found a Swedish company called FileMail. They let you send 50 gigabytes for free. And if you need more than 50 gigabytes, they have a $15 a month pro version with unlimited file size.
Wow.
And so that's pretty good. The one thing, it is encrypted file transfer, but they don't provide password protection on the free account. So if you want the files password protected, you password them before you send them.
Right.
But the 50 gigs for free. The other limitation with file mail is the links only last for 7 days. But most of the time, you're sending a file to someone, they download it right then, and you don't need it anymore.
Right. So that's a pretty nice deal. And so is Firefox Send.
He talked about that one, but he had a 6 gig file to send.
Right.
Actually, he said he sent his entire VM to a developer that was helping him work on a program.
This is Steve Gibson. He can't zip it up and stick it on a drive somewhere and have the guy just download it. This is Steve Gibson.
He was looking for a different way. The one thing he did say is it saturated his upstream cable bandwidth.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Amazing.
Yeah, yeah. No, I can see that it would, sure. He probably wrote his own send program and just didn't put a limit on it.
In assembler.
Right. Hand-coded assembler.
Yeah.
That's Steve Gibson. So it's very cool. It's a very cool thing, and it is simple. You just upload it, and there's your link, and you go, and you don't even have to sign up. Apparently, I could drag and drop a file right now without even signing up for anything, essentially being essentially anonymous. If I zip it up ahead of time and, as you said, put a password on it or encrypt the file myself, then it goes up there and nobody even can get at it because I've done all the work personally.
Yeah.
But it's pretty cool. And then you get a link that expires after a certain amount of time. And the file disappears, so whatever you sent is now gone. So it's very cool. It's a nice feature. And would you have known about that if you weren't listening to Soundbites? Maybe, but you certainly wouldn't have gotten the discussion about it that you got here. And the way you make sure that you will continue to get that discussion is to become a member. Like I said, you're going to get annoyed if you're not a member. If you are a member, you're just smug right now. Smug and happy. Congratulations to all our smug and happy members. For the rest of you, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. We have membership levels from $35 on up. And we also have the Jazz-O-Matic membership, $10 a month or more. And you can spread that payment over however long you like. And that's where we come into something along the lines of the $365 level. If you are local at $365 level, which you could Jazz-O-Matic yourself, that's only $30.42 a month. It's only 30 bucks a month, for Pete's sake. 30 bucks a month. It's nothing for you rich computer people out there.
You used to say take 1% of what you paid for on your computer. Because you used to pay an awful lot on your computers. But still, add up everything that you have purchased with your phone, your tablet, your desktop, your watch.
Yep.
And send us 1%.
That's right. And then if you're feeling entirely generous, add on a little bit for the advice and the fun that you get from here. At the $365 level, which is $7 a week, we think this show is worth $7. You have to pick it up, but you can get the Soundbites laptop or tablet bag. Same thing. They call it a laptop or tablet bag. And the mouse pad and t-shirt. And of course you get the two Jazz 90.1 member cards. Those are good, by the way. If you don't pledge, like I said, you have to be here. You have to pick up the bag. But let's say you pledge at a lower level, as long as it's at the $110 level or above, you do get that enhanced member card. You get two of them, And again, what's really interesting, so I've had people say to me, well, I would love to get it, but, you know, I winter in Florida, or I spend 3 months of the year at my daughter's place and whatever, whatever. And I remind them that you can then get online to the membership card people themselves and tell them, here's my membership number. I'm going to be in Arizona for 3 months. They will send you a card that's good in Arizona, Tucson or Phoenix or, you know, whatever area you're in. They will send you that card at no additional charge. So now you can get on the Jazz and on the member card app and say, what's near me, and get all of those places. And all it takes to get all of that is to pick up the phone and make the call. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Say it with me. Toll free, 1-800-790. Don't say it with me. Pick up the phone and dial it with me, 585-966-5299, or 1-800-790-0415. Or if you don't like talking to humans, and again, who wouldn't want to talk to Joelle or Shirley? You can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. The phone's not ringing. I don't see the phone ringing. We need your help. We're trying to make $3,000 by the end of this show, and we're a little bit behind. So we need you to help. We need you to continue to become that member and to be part of this show, like Craig did. Thank you, Craig, for your very generous donation, and. We are pleased, and we'd certainly like to thank Robert for his donation. Thank you so much, and some guy named Brian, and we'd like to thank some guy named Brian who was kind enough to be to join as well. We're getting closer to that $3,000, but we sure aren't there yet. And the only way we get there is with your help. So give us a call. Make the pledge. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free. 1-800-790-0415. Or pledge securely online at jazz901.org. We need you. We're not anywhere near that $3,000 mark. In fact, we haven't actually hit 2,000 yet. And that's on you. That's you're the ones who make that pledge. So pick up the phone, make the call. We'd really like to at least beat the polka guys. Cheese and crackers. We'd love to beat the polka guys, but we're nowhere near that, and that's just not happening yet. So it's not going to happen if you don't pick up the phone and
if
make
you
the call.
And if you have the Jazz 901 app, and well, you should, you can donate from right within the app as well.
That's exactly right.
And that keeps you up to date on the latest happenings. You may have heard the information about Doc Severinsen coming to town, but we've also got Big Bad Voodoo Daddies coming to town, Pat Metheny's coming to town. There are a lot of great jazz concerts coming up.
A lot of them.
The Jazz Cruises this summer.
Jazz cruises are fun.
Tickets go on sale April 1st. Buy early, buy often, because they sell out fast.
Boy, do they sell out fast. It's a very popular thing. It's a beautiful evening out. You get on the boat, you listen to great jazz, you talk to other friends from who are also fans of the station, meet new people, have a great time. The only way that happens is if we can continue to do that. And the only way we continue to do that is if you make the call and make the pledge. That's right. I'm about to read the phone numbers again. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Or you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. You don't want to hear me say that? Make the pledge. Make the pledge. I'll tell you this right now. We normally say when we hit $50,000, we stop pledging. That's how this works. But I will make this pledge to you right now. If we hit $3,000 today, I will stop asking for money today. We have a goal. If we reach it, we're done for the day. So it behooves you to pick up the phone, make the call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll-free 1-800-790-0415. Or pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Have you made your pledge yet? I don't think you have, because the phone's not ringing and I'm not seeing anything online. So you have to do that. It's on you. Make that call. Make that pledge. Now, we've said this before. We love coming here every week. We do it. We do it every week. We do it 50-plus weeks a year. So if it depends on when Christmas and New Year's fall as to whether we do all 52. But it's 50-plus weeks a year that we are here for 2 hours at a time. You can do the math as to how many hours that is, and that doesn't count the driving and the planning and the writing the news and all the other stuff that we do. But we do that because we love bringing you this sorts of information and this sort of show. We don't get paid. God knows we don't get paid. But we do this. But the problem is, without you, we can't do this. This station goes away if you do not pledge. Oh, that's not going to happen. You've got relatives. No, we don't. We don't have national sponsors. We don't have state grants. We don't have any of that stuff. When we say we're member supported, we ain't kidding. It's you people who bring us on the air every week. You people do that. And if you do not make that pledge and make that call, then we do not make this show. So please, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Or pledge securely online at jazz901.org.
And we hear all the time from people who they say they don't understand half of what we say. And you listen for a few weeks, and then you don't understand a quarter of what we say. And then you listen a few weeks longer, and then you understand everything we say. But the really great thing is that you may not have the problem that the caller calls about today, but when you have it in a couple of weeks, you'll remember, oh, that was, yeah, I remember that. There's the answer. Now I can know that.
And if you don't remember it, you can call us, and we'll give it to you again.
Yep.
I remember back when I started first learning about computers. The way you learned about them then was magazines, for which you paid, by the way.
Giant. Computer Shopper.
Computer Shopper, man, oh man. That was not just a magazine, that was a workout.
And I always felt sorry for the postman that had to carry all of those down the street.
but those magazines, I remember the first computer magazine I read, and I thought, holy moly, I don't understand one-tenth of what I'm reading in here.
But I need me one of those.
But then as time went on, I understood more and more and more and more of it. And that's what happens when you listen to this show. The terminology becomes more familiar. The way things work become more familiar. And you people make this show what it is by calling in and asking the questions, and also by calling in and pledging. I almost said, oh, we got one from Shirley. No, Shirley is the one who took the thing. We'd like to thank Steve for his generous donation.
Shirley and Steve
for their generous donation. So thank you, Steve. It is that much closer to our goal of $3,000 for the week, but we don't get there without you. So make the call, make the pledge. We're going to take a quick break while you do that so you don't miss any of the show. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Pledge securely online at jazz901.org. And Steve, Mike, and I will be back in just a couple of minutes with more sound bites on Jazz 90.1.
Online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at soundbites.org. More with Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Michael Oden.
And at 34 minutes after the hour, we are soundbites. And let me take a moment to thank both David and Bob for their generous donations. Thanks to both of you. As you know, we are in the middle of a pledge drive, and we're hoping to reach $3,000 by the end of this hour. We are at $2,000, so you guys have done amazing work. Thank you so much. But we're not at $3,000, and we've only got half an hour to go, and that's going to take a little work, but all the work you have to do is to pick up the phone and make the call. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Now, again, here's the deal. I will read the news. You make the call. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415, or pledge securely online at jazz901.org, and we'll see if we can at least beat the polka guys. As the end of Windows 7's free extended support period nears, Microsoft is going to do more to tell Windows 7 users that their operating system will soon cease receiving security updates. Starting next month, the operating system will show users a, quote, courtesy reminder, unquote, to tell them that security updates, to tell them that security updates will cease and that Windows 10 and the hardware to run it on exists, like they don't know that. Microsoft promises that the message will only appear a, quote, handful of times, close quote.
How big are the hands?
Yeah, exactly. During 2019, and that there will be a do not notify me again checkbox that will definitely suppress any future messages. For those organizations that intended to keep using Windows 7 beyond its January 14th, 2020 cutoff date, Microsoft has up to 3 years of paid fixes through its new extended security update scheme. These will be available to any organization with a volume license and will have a ratcheting cost structure that doubles the price each year. And as a sweetener for its new virtual desktop service, Azure-hosted Windows 7 virtual machines used for virtual desktop infrastructure deployments will have access to all 3 years of extended security update patches for no additional cost. So, are you still using Windows 7? Seriously? Give us a call. 585-966-JAZZ. It's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-04. 1-5.
Just like all those Windows 10 neg screens.
While we talk about this, you should be calling. Go ahead.
Yeah. So just like all those Windows 10 neg screens that came up to tell you how great Windows 10 was, and when you clicked on remind me later or don't remind me, it installed it anyway.
Right.
And so Steve Gibson, again, wrote together a quick little program called Never 10 that would make it so your computer would never install Windows 10. I mean, he's still getting about 400 downloads a day.
Wow.
People still trying to fight off Windows 10.
Well, I understand that. People don't want to move up. People don't want to spend the money.
And Windows 8 was such a bad reputation and such a horribly major change in interface. Basically, Windows 8 assumed you had a touchscreen tablet.
Right.
And it turned the whole interface into giant buttons. Windows 10 is not like that. Windows 10 looks 99% like Windows 7. So don't be afraid of that anymore.
Right. And it works very similarly. Certainly, some older programs will not work, and that's what we were talking about earlier.
Yep.
But if
you get Windows 10 Pro, then there's a VM-ish thing in there already for running older programs.
Right. But you need to be aware that the world is moving on. And when your machine dies, Windows 7 is probably going to go with it. And the next machine you buy will be Windows 10. And you're going to have to move to it and learn it anyway. So I guess as long as you can keep your old stuff working, or Dave said, you can do virtual machines. But the reality is that even virtual machines, at some point, if you've got a problem with them, there's no help anymore. Windows 7 help is going away. We here on Soundbites will continue to do what we can, but Microsoft will remove support documents from the web. So,
and that's very frustrating because there's no technical need to do that.
Right. Except that if they don't, people will keep using Windows 7. And so we won't be able to help you because right now, many of the times what we say is, oh, go here and download a driver. Go here and download this app. Those will all be gone. Those will all be gone, and you cannot... you cannot just make that stuff up. It's got to happen.
A lot of times there are websites that have captured the drivers, but you never know if you can trust that website or not because it's not going back to the Microsoft file list because that's gone. So it's becomes that frustrating thing that you don't know if this is going to work or not, and you can't trust necessarily where it came from. And you're going to have to start thinking about maybe... possibly getting a new OS, if not getting a new computer. Because that the other problem of upgrading to Windows 10 on older hardware is the memory support, the speed of the processor. There were a lot of early Windows Vista computers that said they would be able to upgrade to Windows 10, and they couldn't well because it was too low end. So we talk about that. You want at least 4 gigs of RAM, but you really should have 8.
You really should have 8.
Really should have 8. You probably want at least a 3 gigahertz dual processor,
right?
If not a quad processor.
Quad processor would be better, particularly with 8 gigs and a quad processor, you can now put in virtual machines.
Yeah, and so if your machine is older and still runs fine with Windows 7, that's the biggest thing we hear. My computer's running fine. Why do I need to upgrade? Well, now you're not getting security updates. And, okay, then take your computer off the internet. Ooh, that was the other question, the other conversation I had this morning. Yeah, you can keep using that old computer as long as you keep it off the internet.
Right.
Ooh, that really limits its usefulness, doesn't it?
Maybe it does. Completely destroys its usefulness. That's a possibility,
well,
too.
You said you just wanted to run Photoshop. Well, yeah, but I need to get the files into it. Okay, then now you're back connected to the internet.
Right. Right. The minute you need to do that. And even if you don't, even if you say, well, you know what, I'll use a thumb drive.
Yep.
Perhaps your 2 gigabyte Soundbites thumb drive. I'll use a thumb drive to move it over. How do you know that the file you got down is clean?
Yep.
It continues to be an issue no matter what you do. So, at some point you're going to have to bite the bullet. A lot of people are saying, well, I'll go to Linux or I'll go to a Mac or whatever, since I got to spend the money anyway and learn something new anyway. Why not learn something that won't lock me in the way Windows does? That's a separate discussion. But if you're going to stick with Windows 7, be aware that A, you're risking your neck every time you do it, and B, people aren't going to be able to help you, including us. We won't be able to point you at resources anymore because those resources will have gone.
Yep.
And that's just the way Microsoft does things.
I even ran into that with Apple this morning. I had an older computer. I mean, we joked about this at the time. There was a Unix error message that came up called too many corpses, and it prevented a computer from booting. And my joke was, isn't one too many corpses?
Yeah.
and Apple took away the knowledge base article on how to fix it and reassigned the number to a new article. So I had to search through my records and I found the printout so I could see it's an open directory error. So I had to figure out how to fix it.
Right.
But that was in an old OS. And usually what Apple does, because I run into this all the time, they will archive their tech notes and say this is archived, no longer supported, and maybe out of date, but they don't actually delete it. So it really annoyed me then that the article I needed on too many corpses was gone. I guess that was the corpse.
I guess so. That's how that works.
That was the too many corpses was that fix, and so they got rid of that one that I needed.
Right. But it's that kind of support and help that we're giving you every week. But we can't do that if we're not on the air. And how do we stay on the air? Why? It's really easy. You become a member. We've spoken about this before, earlier today we spoke about the fact that we need $3,000 by the end of this show, and we're close. We just need $600 more. We've gotten $2,400 in today. That's great. But it's not the 3,000 we need. And we can get there with your help. I want to thank Carl for his very generous donation. And I think I already thanked Bob, and I know I thanked David. So thank you all. We want to thank all of you. But we need to get to that $3,000. And the only way we're going to do that is if you make the pledge, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415. And you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. And remember, those of you who've already made the pledge, Carl, Bob, David, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, you're smug right now. Yes, yes, I know. Make the pledge, make the call. We did that, and we're good. Thanks. The rest of you are annoyed because it's nagging you, and you haven't made the call yet. So pick up the phone and make the call. 585-966-JAZZ. It's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415. Securely online at jazz901.org. And for those of you listening on the podcast from the archives, there are hundreds and hundreds of you who download the show every week, every single week. You need to become members. None of this is free. I know it's free to you. You're not paying for it. But the reality is, if it doesn't, at some point, it's going to go away if it isn't, if we can't stay on the air. And too bad. That's the way life works. But the only way we stay on the air is if you make that call and make that pledge. And if you pledge during the week at jazz901.org, please make sure that you scroll down and select one of the sound bites boxes so that the credit goes to the right place. But that's on you, and it's easy enough to do. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415. Or pledge securely online at jazz901.org.
And we get no state money. We get no federal money. We get no money from the school district. We have to pay for the equipment ourselves. So it's member supported all the way.
Yeah, when we say member supported, we ain't kidding. It's not easy to run a station as well and as inexpensively as Rob manages to do. So all credit to Rob.
It's really a bit of a miracle how he's able to do this for the amount of money that we do it with.
That's exactly right. So we're a lean and mean operation, but you know that only takes us so far. If we haven't got the money to be lean and mean with, we can't be lean and mean. And the way we get that money is from you. That's what it means to be member supported. And if you can afford to give us a chunk of change, that's great. And if you can afford to give us a little teeny bit of money, that's great. And if you would prefer to do it as a Jazz-O-Matic member, that's even greater. A Jazz-O-Matic, at a minimum of $10 a month, what happens is we just take the money right out of your checking account. Well, with your permission, of course. We don't just reach in and take it. That means that you don't, A, you don't have to think about it. B, it's not a big bite all at once. And C, by becoming that sort of sustaining long-term member, you really help even things out here and prevent Rob from getting those gray hairs. So we need your help. Please, we're so close to $3,000. It would be great if we could get there, and we can get there with your help. And that's just like Lawrence. Thank you, Lawrence, for your very generous donation. Lawrence pledged online, and we're very happy to see that. But you need to pledge as well. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415. We've got 10 minutes to go, and we need $400. That's doable. It's certainly doable. You've done it in the past. but you need to do it now. Pick up the phone. Make the call. 585. Now, I don't want to be disappointed. You don't want to be disappointed. Let's hit that $3,000 mark. 585-966-JAZZ. It's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Make the call. Make the pledge. And we need your help.
And we have a great new clothes for this pledge drive.
Yeah, how hot is this
for stuff? Our 45th anniversary? Black T-shirts and hoodies with a great trumpet design on the back for our 45th anniversary.
One of our DJs, who's also an artist, did the design. It's great. It says Jazz 90.1 on the front, and 45 years and a trumpet on the back. And it's a terrific thing. And it's only going to be available during this pledge drive. So it's a very exclusive thing that you can have, but you have to do it now. Don't wait. And remember, if you pledge at the $110 level or above, you get two of the enhanced Jazz 90.1 membership cards. Good at an amazing number of places all over the world, actually. And you download the app, and it even tells you what's near you. And I'll tell you, it solved that whole, where do you want to eat? I don't know. Where do you want to eat? I don't know. Where do you want to eat? I don't know. Well, here are local choices, at which, by the way, I get a discount. And you go down the list, and somebody will always pick something, and it just saves hours of you end up ordering a pizza.
I don't feel like that. And someone else, I don't feel like that. And I don't feel like that. All right, let's go home then.
Well, exactly.
Then everyone goes to their different restaurant.
Or worse, whatever you want. Okay, how about here? No.
Yeah.
Okay. But the reality is that this app has saved me so many of those kind of arguments. Here are the choices locally. Pick one. People get better at picking one when it's like that. So you can get that at the $110 level or above, and you can do that either directly by making a pledge or by being a Jazz-O-Matic member. And as a Jazz-O-Matic member, that would be at the $110 level, which would be, I think, somewhere around $10 a month, right? $120, yeah. Okay, so $10 a month would give you that, and that's just $2.31 a week for this show. I think we're worth $2.31. I think we're worth more than that, but we're certainly worth $2.31. So make that call, make that pledge, get the two cards, which is a great idea, and we would be happy to have you be a member. And in fact, just like Kathy did, thank you, Kathy, for your generous donation. We appreciate that. We appreciate all the people who have been kind enough and generous enough to become members. Kathy is our newest member. She's a new member. She's a brand new member. Thank you, Kathy. Welcome to the family. We appreciate that. We appreciate all the people who have been kind enough to join and become members. And you can do the same. We're just a few hundred dollars, $350 away from our goal. We've got about 4 minutes to make it. You can do it. You can make that call. You can make that pledge. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Or pledge securely online at jazz901.org. For Pete's sake, don't let's fall short. All you have to do is make the call and make the pledge. Just pick up that phone.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Yeah. And pick up that phone, make that pledge. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Please remember to scroll down to get to the Soundbites gifts. We have different gifts available on Soundbites as well. We have the Soundbites T-shirt, the Soundbites ball cap, and at the $200 level, we have the Soundbites bag for your laptop or tablet. And if you really like at the $350 level, that's only $1 a day. You can get the T-shirt and the cap and the mouse pad.
Well, we want to thank each and every one of you who was kind enough to call in. We sadly fell short. We fell short of our goal, but I want to thank everybody who called in and became a member. Your generosity warms my heart, our hearts, and keeps us on the air. We're done for a week. Don't go away. George is coming in to play the best German music you'll hear all week. Michael's here to keep him on the straight and narrow, too. Michael's doing yeoman service this week. We will be back next week with a whole lot more of the longest-running computer show in the known universe. That's right, Soundbites, right here on the Truly Great, and truly grateful to you that we can continue to be member-supported Jazz 90.1. It's 1:55 in the afternoon, and we will see you in just 166 hours.